bigger than ever before. The Buckeye Cruise for Cancer in the Fans Euchre Tournament. Mark your calendars for May 5th at the Ballroom at Hollywood Casino Columbus for a tournament with high stakes for a low buy-in. Sign up your team of two for just $50 at 971thefan.com. Every team's guaranteed four games with the top 16 teams advancing to the money round. It all benefits the Ohio State Comprehensive Cancer Center, James Cancer Hospital, and Solov Research Institute. Limited space available. Sign up your team today at 971thefan.com.
First up on Columbus Perspective, joining me on the phone, Dr. Mashika Roberts. She's the health commissioner for the city of Columbus. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thanks for talking to us. We're going to talk about the opioid epidemic, and boy, it just seems to just go on and on, doesn't it?
It does. It's an issue that we as a community have to get ahead of so that we can see a decrease in the number of individuals being negatively impacted by this disease of addiction.
We've heard from the Franklin County Coroner that there were 28 deaths in a 10-day period from January 31st to February 9th, including 10 on January 31st, and it looks like fentanyl is to blame for it.
You know, fentanyl, you know, I think the issue is that fentanyl is being laced in a variety of different drugs. It's not always opiates that you buy on the street. It can be other street drugs and even some pills that people are buying on the street thinking that they are muscle relaxants and other pills like that are being laced with fentanyl. And so many people are taking fentanyl unknowingly, and they're not prepared for the consequences of that. They're not carrying Narcan because their drug of choice is not opiates, and so they don't think they need Narcan. But everyone in our community, especially if you're any type of illicit drug user, you should have access to Narcan, or your family should have access to Narcan.
And on your website, you have a whole list of places where it can be obtained as well.
Correct. Narcan is readily available most of the time free of charge in our community. So I encourage people who know someone who's using drugs or actively using illicit drugs themselves that they should make sure they have Narcan.
Is it true that of late Columbus and Franklin County seems to be bucking a trend, which is overall the opioid problem has diminished somewhat, but not here locally?
That is true. I wouldn't say the opioid problem has diminished. We've seen some decrease in deaths and overdoses around the state and other counties that we don't see that same trend here in Franklin County. There's a variety of different issues that we can point to explain why that might be. One being is, you know, we're the capital. This is a place that a lot of people come to party and to do drugs and other things. We have lots of different interstates that intersect right here in the capital city. This is where the drug dealers like to come. It is the hub of the state, so they can come here and get a lot of business. And our economy is doing well here. And as a result of that, people have the means to buy these drugs. And so a variety of different factors. It doesn't excuse the fact that people are still losing their loved ones, their coworkers, and their family members. So we have to do better.
Talking with Dr. Mashika Roberts, health commissioner for the city of Columbus. You are expanding efforts to wrap this issue up, right?
Well, we have a new plan. We just launched a new 2020 to 2021 plan for the Columbus and Franklin County Addiction Plan a few weeks ago. This plan is a little more robust than the previous plan, where we actually have some outcome measures that we're going to hold ourselves accountable for. We're working with several community partners, so it's not just the city, it's not just the county. We have to work with a variety of treatment agencies, outreach agencies, hospitals, et cetera. But our plan has three very bold goals that we plan to accomplish by the end of 2021. And those goals are, one, decrease the number of overdose deaths by 15%. Number two is decrease the number of drug overdoses. So these are individuals who would, their family or loved ones would call saying there was an overdose and EMS or the ER would track those. We want to decrease those by 15%. And then we also want to decrease the number of newly reported hepatitis C cases, which is an infectious disease that infects your liver and can easily be transmitted through IV drug use. And so we want to reduce that by 10% by the end of 2021.
And these other issues that come up because of needle usage, you have a very robust program to make sure there are clean syringes out there.
Yes, we're fortunate that we have SafePoint here in our community, which is a comprehensive needle exchange program. It's a harm reduction model, so individuals are counseled about whether they want to go into treatment for their drug use. And if they're not ready to go into treatment, we provide them with Narcan. We provide them with clean needles so that we can reduce the transmission of hepatitis C as well as HIV. And then we're a support system for them. So if they need help, they need any other supplies, we can provide that for them as well.
If you could speak directly to an addict or somebody headed down that road or a family member of someone who is, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say don't give up hope. I know it's hard. I know it's a challenge, but don't give up the hope. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is something, there are services out there to support you. Most people who go into treatment for drug use are not successful the first time. It often takes multiple attempts, and it's important that they don't give up hope, and their family member and their friends, as well as their support system, also doesn't give up hope on those individuals. There's a community out there of multiple services that is ready to treat you, and so just give us a chance to provide you with those services.
Has there been any change in the sort of makeup of who becomes an addict? Because for years we heard about, you know, that it started maybe with an injury or some sort of prescription plan, and then they got addicted to prescription opioids and then turned to the street later when the prescription ran out. But there's been such a crackdown on the use of prescriptions, the length of time that patients can receive them. Is that helping, and are we finding more recreational users or what?
I think the change in the pharmaceutical laws are helping, but we still have a lot of individuals who have the disease of addiction, even before that crackdown occurred. And so those individuals are still living with the disease of addiction and trying to manage that disease. And then we have a lot of recreational users. You know, there are kids now who are experimenting and trying it. And drugs are so readily available on the street in all forms, in pills and powder, that it's a challenge. And we look to our law enforcement on a regular basis to try to reduce that availability of drugs, and they're doing a great job, but the suppliers keep bringing more in, and so that's a challenge.
Talking with Dr. Mashika Roberts, Health Commissioner for the City of Columbus, I understand it takes just a speck of fentanyl to be fatal, and we hear these stories of people that are busted with enough that would kill hundreds of thousands of people at a time. So when we go through these waves of 10 people in Columbus or Franklin County dying in one day, you just must sit there holding your breath, wondering how bad is this wave going to be?
No, it definitely takes our breath away. And it's never the email that I get from Dr. Ortiz is never an email that I want to receive, because it's usually telling us that we've lost another member of our community or several members of our community. So it is concerning. I mean, fentanyl is a very potent drug. It's very inexpensive. And so it's an easy drug for a drug supplier to lace in other drugs to make that drug more potent. And most individuals who are dealing with the disease of addiction, they're always trying to get a stronger high than the last high they had. And unfortunately, in doing so, they oftentimes are seeking the fentanyl, not and really taking the gamble of whether it's going to be their last drug use or not, because some are succumbing to it, unfortunately. Again, that's why it's so important for individuals to have access to Narcan and not use alone. So if they are using and they do stop breathing, someone is there who can provide the Narcan and who can call 911.
I've heard addicts say that very thing. They are chasing a better high in that they want to be right on the edge. They want to get as close to death, I guess, or the best high that they can possibly get.
Absolutely. And that just comes with the disease of addiction. You know, with addiction, you're always trying to see what can be better, what can be stronger. And that's why we also have to do a better job in the community of treating the underlying issues that often get people into drug use, which is often mental health issues.
Where is all this going in the future? Has it become a part of our culture that is just not going to go away?
Well, you know, I think it's hard to say. I think there'll always be some individuals in our community that will have the disease of addiction, and whether it's drug use, alcohol use, or other forms of addiction. But in terms of this addiction with this drug, I do hope that we get on top of it and we're successful not only as a community, but also as a nation of controlling this epidemic that we have right now. But that doesn't mean there won't be another one. I mean, this isn't the first time we've had a drug epidemic in our country. In the 80s, we had crack cocaine, and that really hasn't gone away. It just is not as common and is not as pervasive. But now now we see it with opiates. So we've got to treat it, and we've got to make sure we have the systems in place to appropriately handle the individuals who are dealing with the disease of addiction. And that means more treatment options, more accessible treatment, and readily available to those who need it.
This Denial Ohio campaign actually started locally, but has spread across the state as well to try to raise awareness about the issue.
Absolutely. And it really focuses on prevention and trying to get adults and caregivers to understand that something as minor as leaving your unused prescription for the pain medicine you got after your knee surgery or shoulder surgery in your medicine cabinet can be an open invitation to others that might come into your household, whether they're your children, your nieces, your nephews, or visitors who go and use your restroom and go through your medicine cabinet. And so, again, whether you're a caregiver, a parent, a grandparent, really trying to get others to understand that we have a drug problem in our community and what can we do to try to curb that and not make access to drugs easy for individuals who might be seeking it. And kids are curious. They're going to try things. They hear things from their friends and they say, oh, you should go look in your grandmother's medicine cabinet. I bet she has something good. They go get it. Grandmother doesn't miss it because she's not taking it. And then they share it with their friends. And so that is something we have seen with youth in various communities, and we've got to get a hold of that. And I think the Denial Ohio campaign is excellent in handling that primary prevention message.
Talking with Dr. Mashika Roberts from Columbus Public Health. She's the health commissioner. On the street level, then, with fentanyl, it becomes an international problem. We've had even Congress trying to crack down on this stuff coming in from China.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, again, there's always more work to be done. And I think nationally, we're doing some good work. And I think there's always more we can do.
Dr. Roberts, where can folks find out more? I've looked at the website. You've just got a ton of links on there for all kinds of information that people might need.
Yeah, so our website does have a lot of very useful information, so I encourage individuals to check it out if they are interested. It's the Columbus and Franklin County Addiction Plan, so it is columbus.gov/CFCAP. So columbus.gov/Columbus Franklin County Addiction Plan, CFCAP.
Dr. Roberts, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want, you know, to remind everyone that those who use drugs, this really is a disease of addiction. People have not made a choice to be addicted to drugs. They've gotten there through a variety of different things that have happened and circumstances in their life. And we as a community have to be supportive of those individuals and help them heal and understand that there's no quick fix for drug addiction. It takes time. It takes a lot of work and a lot of patience.
City of Columbus Health Commissioner Dr. Mashika Roberts, thanks so much for your time today.
No, thank you. Have a great one.